Welcome to this week's episode. This week we're talking all things turning 30. So partying hard and then waking up and parenting even harder. The joys. So stay tuned and enjoy that.
Welcome to Blabbering. A week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week over dinner,
you'll learn Tilly is quite the feeder.
We'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
You're 30.
Yeah.
You're old, Laura.
I know, well, I mean, you were there before me, so.
Yeah, you're as old as me now.
Yeah, no more 20s for us. The decade of becoming a real proper grown-up's done, isn't it? We are grown-ups now.
That we are. That we are. Grown adults. And baby girl's been developing too. She now definitely reaches for things that she wants.
She reaches things and people. She reaches people now, she's nice.
Well, especially dogs.
Well, and like, she'll reach for me, and she'll reach for you, and she'll reach for Nana.
Yeah. And she loves heads.
Yeah. She does love heads. And she does give them wet, wet kisses.
Wet kisses.
Yeah. You can tell we're both really energetic today, and that's because we partied hard. Well, I definitely partied hard.
Yeah, I didn't party as hard, but I didn't have much energy because I was trying to sort all the stuff out for a surprise.
Yeah.
It's a problem. When you let people stay over at your house, but it's a surprise, you then have to try and do everything.
Well, no, because you'd like, I was like, do I need to sort the house out? You're like, no. And I was like, I wish I'd sorted the house out now. It was really dirty for people.
Oh, I just thought to myself, no one's actually going to come during the day. And then,
but they're there in the morning.
Sorry.
I don't know, sorry. I don't think anyone actually cares. I think it's just me being like, I mean, our bathroom was particularly disgusting.
Yeah, but that was like done at the very end.
Jess and Flo were like, your hair's there, because I'd got you to lock my hair off before we went out.
Yeah, and that was a story in and of itself. So I, for whatever reason, I'm a dedicated hairdresser. Well, she just saved money, and his hair isn't that hard to cut.
It is a straight bob.
And
straight being the word.
Yeah, straight being the objective word. However, baby girl wasn't in the mood for having the stillness, for the silence.
Well, it was just like not screaming.
Yeah, and so I was trying to cut her hair while she was screaming at me, and we couldn't really do anything because we're in the middle of cutting hair, and you couldn't pick her up. She's going to get covered in hair. So it did a pretty shit job.
I don't think it was that bad.
But yeah, well, I mean, I'm not happy with it. Also, your hair was dry. Usually I do it wet, so it's a lot easier.
But it was straight.
Yeah, still not the same.
No. But it's fine. When I next wash it, you can go over it.
Which is how frequently when we got a baby?
Well, it wasn't frequent before. It's still about once a week.
Really? Oh, okay. Because often you're like, oh, I finally got to wash my hair.
Yeah. It's more like, isn't it? It doesn't happen on the day I plan it. So like, might be like, Friday I'm going to wash it for the weekend, because even though we don't go partying on the weekends, so I have to have fresh hair for the weekend. Or on a Sunday for the week. One of those days, and it often just doesn't happen. So I end up washing it like on Tuesday, which is like a silly day to wash your hair. I don't know why, but it just does. Me, like, this is washing my hair because I do it once a week. It needs to happen, like, for a reason. Like, weekend or a new week. Otherwise, I'm like, why would I wash it on a Wednesday? You know?
Fair enough. So, well, let's see what's happened this week then. On Monday, did we do anything?
We potted,
because I had Monday and Tuesday off, with Tuesday being your birthday.
We did some house bits, didn't we?
Yes. Yes. Brilliant, brilliant house bits.
So, a raucous last day of the 20s.
Yep. And then Tuesday being your birthday.
Yeah.
What did we do on the Tuesday then?
Well, we had a dog walk, and then we had nice breakfast. You made me a lovely cake.
Oh, we also recorded a podcast last Monday. We're recording it this Sunday today as well, sort of doing it on the usual Sunday.
Because, you know, hanging that ass yesterday. Not hanging, but like, just fucking knackered. I can't deal with that lack of sleep anymore. Like, people are like, oh, baby's lack of sleep, but it's not actually that bad. Well, she's not been that bad for us. I know babies can be really bad. She's generally all right.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, going to bed, like, what time did I go to bed? 3:30 or something in the end?
Yeah.
Oh, Bubba, what's up with you? Can't hack that anymore. Like, I'm still fucking knackered today. Like, all of us are low energy today.
Even the dog.
Bubs has been like sleeping and feeding loads today, and she slept loads last night. We're all pretty pooped. So after this, I'm going to make us a toad in the hole.
So this episode will probably be sped up, so it'll be sound a bit more energised.
Yeah. But no, but I think it was lovely. Yeah, so we had breakfast. You made me the most like heavy cake in the world. Delicious.
Yeah, that's what I did with most of my... Oh yeah, and on Monday we went to go see my mum.
Yes, that's what we did.
Because we also didn't... So it was also Mother's Day. Obviously, that Sunday.
Yeah, we spoke about going to see mum, I think, on the podcast last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we were here, we had dinner with your mum, which is nice.
Yeah, and on Tuesday, obviously, it was your birthday, and made you the very heavy cake.
It was lovely, though. Had my last piece today.
Yeah, 1 week of cake.
Yeah. That's good.
And then, what else did we do on Tuesday?
We went to Korean barbecue.
And we went to Rhyme Time.
We did go to Rhyme Time. No, it wasn't Rhyme Time, Sensory, sorry.
St. Patrick's Day, nonetheless.
Yeah, there's a whole song about potatoes, which is like potatoes.
And all the different ways you can have potatoes.
Yeah. Which seems a little bit stereotypical.
It did. A lot of them does. She plays on stereotypes. Like the Mother's Day one that I went to, it was all about cleaning. She was like, bit of tongue in cheek. I'm annoyed that I didn't get to go to the Chinese New Year one. That would be interesting.
I don't know what next week is. What's this week's one? I can't remember. Which is who it's going to be. There's always a theme. So that'd be fun. Will it, baby girl? Yeah. And, yeah, we did a Korean barbecue. Went to town, then we did a Korean barbecue, which was nice. We had lots of grilled meats. Tried to give Babs a bit of broccoli. She wasn't up for that. We kept passing over a hot grill.
Yeah.
We didn't drop her. Congrats to us.
But she did like pineapple a lot. But yeah, passing her over the grill wasn't really the safest thing. But, you know, got to learn. Age of 5 months, opportune time to learn that the grill's hot.
Yeah, hot and cold. I remember learning that in nursery. I remember giving like cards and like blue writing, and that meant, this thing is cold, with red writing, this thing is hot. I don't know, I really remember that learning that in nursery.
It's a bit odd that, man, because some things can be
so hot, they're blue.
They're blue.
And, I know, yeah, but and also, that's a bit beyond, like, I think, nursery level.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, well, like, the association, if you're trying to build safety and don't require
hot
the association.
Hot tap, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
And then Wednesday, I was back to work. We didn't really do much. Thursday.
I was at work.
Did we do anything on Wednesday? Didn't we? Did go.
Wednesday?
Yeah, we did.
No, I think I just like
pretty chill day.
House stuff or baby stuff and walks. Normal.
Classic.
Normal day.
Thursday, you're at work.
I did actually. This will put up a little picture frames very neatly.
You did. Yeah. That was very impressive.
Pretty proud of myself. Yeah,
in a almost perfect grid.
Yeah.
Then Friday was my night with baby girl. And then Saturday was your birthday celebrations.
Mostly we did cleaning during the daytime. Yeah.
And I went out to sort some final things to do both visually during the day as well.
Yeah.
And then Sunday was hungover and off to your niece's birthday.
Yeah, so like two of my sisters and two of my closest friends stayed over after a night out. So that was lovely. So we got to spend some time with them in the morning and like coffee and bits and pieces. Yeah, and then we went over to our niece's third party. Well, not party, sort of a family gathering, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's obviously me and my two sisters are all a bit jaded. And then my sister's two kids, my nieces, are 5 and 3, and they're high energy. And Dan is at playground. He's a climbing frame.
Yeah. Yeah, and I hadn't gone out with you guys, so it wasn't alcohol, but it was just kind of tiredness. What else? Anything to discuss, I guess? Well, we don't have any food.
Well, I guess, no. But I guess it was my first proper night out. Like, proper night out. Really. Like, yeah, we went out last weekend for errands, which was lovely, but I didn't actually drink that much dinner. I had to leave early because of my boobs.
Yeah.
Whereas this one was like...
I mean, we'll claim it was because of your boobs and not because of me finding it all too overwhelming. But sure.
But yeah, so this was first proper, like, going for drinks, dancing, getting pretty drunk. So let's be honest, my threshold's really low. It was low anyway, because I didn't massively drink. But then having not really drunk properly in probably about, what, 18 months? It was very, very low. And everyone was like, yeah, you were really drunk really quickly. And I was like, what were you expecting?
Also, did you have any dinner?
I had like a few nibbly bits of nachos, but they weren't that nice. So not masses. I don't think a few nachos with guac is going to do much. But, you know, I felt fine the next day. I got a little bit of headache, but that went after about 15 minutes. And I just had randomly had a sore throat. Yeah. I was tired. But yeah, it was good fun. Great night. Reading is a cracking night out, guys. Went to Potworld. Anyone's in the local area? Top recommendation. Potworld for a cheese nut. It's not classy. It's not a classy now, but no one wants that. I don't want a trendy, like, painfully cool bar. I want people having a fun time.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. We went to Spoons as well, and they had no ice, so we had very lukewarm drinks. That was
It's very odd that you're not having ice.
And nothing for tequilas, like, no, like, limes or lemons or anything.
No salt?
There was sachets of salt on the table we could have ourselves do if we wanted to, but you don't want salt and tequila without the lime. That's just grim. It's just salty tequila.
So, really?
No.
Salted.
And so salted drink this, tequila. Like, you know, cheap tequila. So that was, you know, bracing. Yeah, it's funny. Lots of dancing, it's great. Great times. Then my unbeknownst to me, my siblings and their friends seem to have taken lots of pictures and videos of me. Where I look. Great. Absolutely great. Including me and my friend, you know, grinding on a wall trying to impress someone so they'd buy us free drinks. You know, not seriously. And it made me realise, oh yeah, we are 30 now.
Yeah.
So yeah, good times all around. And then today's, yeah, it's been a very slow day today, isn't it?
So what I didn't tell you is on the Saturday, you know, when I was going out, when I went out with Baby Girl, so you could just continue, like, sorting some of the house out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was just kind of walking around the street with her. She was holding my hands because she was facing forwards. So I was kind of like doing little dance moves as we walked around, like moving her hands as I stepped. And I got very weirdly heckled. I think it was meaning me. But there's a bloke who just continued walking straight past. It didn't really make any eye contact with me or anything. But as he went past me, he looked like he'd be a drunkard. But as he went past me, he said, "Your missus is shagging other blokes." Didn't look at me at all, just kept going.
What, like, you're a pussy because you're carrying your baby, so your missus is shagging other blokes?
I can only assume that. But it was very odd because it wasn't even like...
I don't think it understands women. Like, women generally find that deeply attractive.
But also, it's, like, very ironic to call somebody a pussy but say it really quietly and not even look at them at the same time, because that's what I would assume he means when he says that. Unless maybe he just can't. Maybe he's got some form of Tourette's where he just can't hold in what he thinks. And that's what he thought. And he was like, fuck, don't look at it. Just say it.
Maybe.
So, yeah, it's quite an interesting echo. And I just kind of was like, okay, that was
I'm not thinking about the
place,
don't
worry. I don't have the energy. That's
like, we barely did it together, so I'll out somewhere. I'd actually have to shave for someone else. Oh, yeah, because actually, no, I think it was my birthday, wasn't it? When we were... It was birthday. When we were waiting for you outside Primark, because me and Bubs went to town for a little minute while you were doing some editing before we went for Korean BBQ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we just sat there, I was listening to some of the podcasts, and Bubs was just having a look around. And this woman who was just very clearly off her fucking tits, and I think was off her tits quite a lot, had very few teeth, very disheveled, and just was talking to me. And I had her, sort of pulled them to one side and was like, sorry. And she's like, oh, it was a really cute baby boy. I was like, I can't believe to correct her. I was like, yeah, thank you. And sort of pulled out this really manky, cuddly toy. I was like, oh, this is my kids. And I was like, oh, that's nice. And she's like, I don't get to see him anymore. And I was like, oh, sorry. And then before I could stop her, she was like, can I kiss him? And just leant in and kissed Ola. And I was like, oh. I probably would have said no. I don't really mind people touching them. I'm not someone, as you know, I'm not like germy, like anti-germy. I am germy probably myself, but I'm not anti-germs. But yeah. I don't want a stranger kissing her.
It's not just a stranger kissing her. It's somebody that looks like they don't take care of themselves or hasn't washed in a very long period of time.
Yeah. But, you know, just fine.
And then the other thing was walking back with her, having all the gear, was an awkward one. It's also, it's like...
Oh, what, on Saturday night?
Yeah, so... If anyone doesn't know, you get kicked out of drinking establishments if you have any children under 18 with you at about 9 p.m. Now, this is just blanket under 18. They don't look at a baby and go, well, we're not going to know any better. And so I got kicked out at nine, but it was also like the Super Saturday and St. Patrick's Day. So loads of like drunk guys all sort of bundling around all over the place. So you get lots of sort of aggressive flash looks, like people looking at, staring at you at the corner of your eye, and usually I don't really care about it. Mm-hmm. I'm usually quite oblivious to it, and I just walk along in my own world. But I'm obviously a lot more defensive when I know that I've got her on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially because I had to have her covered up because her head was just flying all over the place because she was asleep.
Yeah.
And so no one could tell that I had a baby. I just looked real weird fat. And so I was worried that somebody was just going to...
shove into you or something.
Or just decide that he was going to fight me for no reason. And then next time over, baby Zoe gets punched instead of myself.
Yeah, no.
So that was an interesting
walk. Protective daddy mode.
Yeah, usually I'm just walk along obliviously, like if I don't rise to it, I was just...
Yeah, but I think you're naturally more aware of everything when you've got your child with you. Like, I definitely am. When I'm walking down the street, I'm like, oh, that's a potential danger.
Did I tell you about the little racist altercation that happened on the way home as well?
No.
Oh, that was another interesting one. So I'm on my way home, and I see another classic Oxford Road Reading drunkard going along. She's like a woman in her sort of late 50s, early 60s, traveling with this, walking along with this sort of tall guy who's, come on, baby girl, chill out.
Are we done now?
Sorry, so I was saying, on my way back, yeah, there was this this drunkard lady in her late 50s, early 60s or whatever, and one of these kind of silent types in tow, very downtrodden-looking bloke and a very overly mouthy-looking woman.
Okay.
And just as we're passing one of the, like... Indian or Turkish international shops. It's the Indian one. Just at the...
Little fruit and veg.
Fruit and veg. For whatever reason, everyone walks really slowly on that one stretch.
Yeah.
And they take up loads of the pavement.
There's also always a delivery guy who just parks the bike right in the middle of the fucking pavement.
And they take up loads of the pavement with like the fruit and veg as well. Now, I'm not really that bothered. It annoys me slightly because people walk slowly and they get in my way and I just kind of...
Without patience for that.
Yeah, I'll just go round. However, she was not in the mood to go round. So she just shouted, "Fuck, get the fuck out my way," or something as she was going through. And then she realised that one of the people standing outside of the shop was this young family.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was about to apologise for swearing. Just as the mum looked around and looked really agitated at her for swearing. Oh, baby's got the mic. Baby's got the mic. There we go. Baby hijacking the podcast as usual.
Yeah.
So she was about to apologise for swearing just as this woman got irate at her for... Well, not irate. Gave her a glare for staring. And then she... Yeah, baby's one of them. Her moment again. Oh, she's chewing on the mic now.
Of course she's...
Chewing on the mic.
Just tip him up.
Yeah,
put
the tips in your mouth.
Okay, I'll just hold
on to
the mic.
Or if you want, you can just take it out the holder and actually hold it.
Not with the spitty, though. Okay.
And so gave her a glare. And then she obviously took massive umbrage at this glare, given that she was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And so they proceeded to have a... The family... The lady there just kept taking the piss out of her and didn't really respond to her. Just kept like, not verbally, but just kept mimicking her and doing all sorts of And so she just kept getting more and more angry. And it's hilarious because it was like watching a mime versus a really drunk, angry person, because they would just keep doing things like mimic. This one would just keep mimicking her in ways that were obviously, but, and she would just get more and more irate because the woman wouldn't, she'd be like, what's that about? What are you doing? And she wouldn't explain herself. So she'd get more irate. And then eventually the woman started like, you know, giving her the middle finger or flipping her off or whatever.
Well, the mum was doing this, or the drunk lady was doing this.
The mum was doing it.
Great example to the children.
Well, so then this was the point then. She was then like, I was going to say sorry for swearing to you, but you're now fucking swearing at me. You're fucking disgrace. How can you be a mother? You fucking awful person. You shouldn't be allowed to have a child. Do you know what? I don't know if you know this, but in England, we don't let mums do that. I'm going to call social services. They're going to take that kid away. I'm going to make sure of it. I'm going to call them now. And I was like, yep. Because you got them on speed dial, and they respond at nine p.m. on a Saturday night.
So, social services. Someone pisses the fart.
I'm gonna be like, yes, this 6-year-old drunk woman. She makes an ideal point. 6-year-old. Yeah, 60.
Oh, is it 6-year-old?
No, 6-year-old.
This 6-year-old drunk.
This 6-year-old drunk woman. She's got a point. Let's send out fast response team. Grab that kid. And so she just burst into this racist tirade of, I don't know if you know this, but in England we don't do that. Don't know where you're from, and all this sort of shit. And I was just like, yeah, this is classic.
Oh, what?
So that was entertaining.
Yeah.
That was I was considering just kind of walking over and being like, asking for directions or something to distract her.
Oh, okay.
And then have her take me there, pretending that I'm really lost. But I was just like, again, I've got Zoe with me. Yeah, you're happy now. You're happy now. Oh, yeah, you get to look at screens as well. Your forbidden screen. But, yeah, so, again, I was like, I won't bother because it's not worth it.
Also, there's something about you. It's her personality that does just, like, escalate situations.
That's good to know. So not some, I don't calm things, but I escalate things to her.
You don't often seem to, but you wouldn't... I mean, like, I think, in real life, like, when it's actually, like, stuff like with people you know and things, I think you can, but I think people don't know you, I think you can often escalate things because you're quite direct. You're a big person, so people are already on the sort of defensive often because they sort of see this big bloke coming at them, and then because you're very like forthright and stuff like straightforward, I think people find that a bit aggressive.
Righty. Yeah, because I was thinking about it, I was like, I should tell her she's been a cow. And I was like, well, that's not going to do anything. And I was like, I know what I'll do. I'll go ask for directions to a pub that's around the corner. And that way she'll have to take me there. And then being drugs fuck, she'll forget all about it. And then I was like, oh, I just probably shouldn't do it because I've got soap.
I can feel a tooth coming through.
Yeah, so Ben's teething is nearly at the first puncture.
Yeah, we had a proper like cottage cheese poo the other day, didn't we? Like, it was like greeny with like cottage cheese in it.
Yeah. Yep, so that's pretty good for... We've got a lot of scat chat to discuss, don't we?
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to discuss this week?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah.
I think other than sort of like... No, it was her birthday, which hasn't really got much to do with her. And going out. Which
I mean,
is
you
great.
Can discuss things that don't really need to do with her.
No, but I just don't really have to...
Okay.
I didn't do much else, really.
So, on to the highs, lows, funnies then.
Do you have anything else you want to discuss?
No, I mean it's...
Your eyes look very green today.
It's just light, darling. It's light.
Mm.
White light makes my eyes look green. Yeah, highs, lows, funnies.
Highs, lows, funnies. What do I have this
Baby's
week?
Baby's fucking around with my usual.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Well, I think highs has been like, we've had a lot of like nice time together this week because you had that Monday, Tuesday off.
Yeah.
So that's just been nice having lots of family time together. And because like your work's starting to wind down, you've got more relaxed days as well. So we're getting a bit more time together just generally.
Yeah.
Oh, good. She dropped that. Which is nice. And then obviously, we had a lovely time seeing everyone. Well, it felt very sport with my friends and family and you.
Good.
It was lovely.
That was the point of it.
Yeah, it was really nice. I really enjoyed it. You know, I didn't get to see all my people. together very often, so that was lovely. Yeah, and obviously there are people that I love a lot.
Good. So Molly Holly was my town excursion on Saturday night, other than being heckled.
Yeah?
Yeah. Quite enjoyed just walking around, stepping around, having a nice little stroll through town. It's quite nice and chilled. It's like, you know what? If we can do this throughout shared parental leave, that'll be quite nice.
That's why I go out with them all the time. Because it's nice, isn't it? I walk into town for not much reason often. No. Just because it's quite nice.
I'll be having half a pint down an egg head quite regularly.
My daddy's going to become a cash alcoholic.
Yeah, just half pint alky. How much do you drink? I drink half a pint on my way into town, on my way back from town, every day. I walk into town 5 times a day. Just to keep the baby calm.
Just to cash 5 pints a day. You know. I like walking around with her. It's just nice. But now she's facing outwards, and she's like, you can see she's looking and exploring, and she looks at people and she's interested. And obviously people react well to her because she's just, cute. You get a lot of people coming up to you.
I just get people going, oh my gosh, cute baby. Or you can hear people like nudging other people and being like, look at that baby. Yeah. Or just telling you that you are shagging other blokes.
Yeah. Yeah. That classic as well. Yeah, people don't tell me that.
No.
I'm not going to your husband's clearly shagging another woman.
That was my high. Do you know your low? Do you have any? Throat pain.
Yeah. Yes.
And unspecified, unreasonable front throat pain.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Like one gland was like, fuck you! You don't get to drink. Yeah, I always find out if I've had like a heavy night of drinking, I wake up, and I don't necessarily feel like hangover in the classic sense, but I always feel really hot and stuffy, and my eyes are always a bit sore. So that wasn't fun, but I'm not particularly low. It's just payback for drinking, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So no massive lows this week. Do you have any particular lows this week?
I think Saturday night when I got back from having dinner with you guys, and she was overtired because we'd obviously kept her awake all afternoon, and then while we're in the club, Revolution de Cuba, the club, she also wasn't sleeping, and so she slept the walk home. But then when I got home, you know, I had to sort of sort out the blow-up beds, like all the sort of places for people to sleep, sort out the clothes in our bedroom and all these sorts of things. So it was all kind of really, and she just wasn't having any of it. So she kept kicking off at me and going like, you know, she gets proper red eye screaming.
Oh,
and
I hate that. She's little tears.
Yeah. Oh. And she gets real exasperated. So eventually I kind of just paused, gave up, climbed into bed and had some bottle, but then I fell asleep as well. So we both ended up just asleep for like 2 hours. And then I woke up at about 11:30 midnight. I was like, oh shit, still got all the stuff to do. I don't know what time they're coming back. Managed to kind of slowly roll her into the next to me. And then set off the airbed going at midnight. So I'm sure our neighbours were rather pissed off as I blasted the airbed. But she didn't wake up, so hopefully the neighbours didn't hear it either. But
I think it's quite like a white noisy noise.
Yeah, but it sounds like a very aggressive vacuum at like midnight.
I'm not sure if they heard it then.
And then, yeah, so she was just a bit aggro while I knew I had quite a bit of stuff to do.
That's what you want.
Yeah, but after that, she calmed down. She got a proper snooze in during that.
She's very happy when we all got home.
Yeah, she had some food. She had a sleep. She was ready to party again.
Yeah.
Party.
And then Mama passed out in bed next to you.
Yeah. And do you have a funny?
I mean, probably the whole night out on Saturday.
Great, me grinding on that wall.
Just dancing, having a good time, like
just slut dropping a wall.
Me and two of my sisters decided we'd like go to one of those like classic photo booths that you get and take pictures, you know. The first one we did, obviously didn't know it was going to happen, so we were completely caught off guard, and we all look shit. And I mean, the other three aren't much better. But yeah, no, good, like, fun memories.
So,
I drank Smirnoff Ice because it's a classic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you do.
That's just, you drink it Smirnoff Ice.
Look at how fucking sweet it is.
I was surprised you drank so much of it.
I didn't drink that much of it.
Whole 2 bottles, only bottles, yeah.
I think it was max 2 bottles. And it's just mainly sugar, isn't it? It's not so much alcohol in Smirnoff Ice, which is probably good for me, actually.
Alcohol pops.
Yeah. Those double KDs as well, like Irish get a Blue Wicked. That would have been like, I think, probably vomit inducing sweet.
Or it's Smirnoff Ice. Yes.
Well, it's got a little bit of lemon, yeah, it's got a slight edge to it. But it's Blue WDs, what even flavour is that?
Just blue.
Blue flavour.
Yeah, it's blue flavour. Okay, my funny was, I think it was Thursday.
Yeah.
I was lying in bed and I was having a sexy dream.
Oh.
And that I was asleep at like, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was one of those weird ones whereby the topic of the dream is very strange if you think about it objectively. Like, for some reason, I think it had monks involved. But anyway.
Classic. Who doesn't find a monk sexy?
I don't know why, but I think there was something monastic about the dream. and then I got nudged, and you were like, "Don't take it." And I was like, "What? What?" And you rolled her over and just placed it between us, and she started doing, you know, her just kicking thing, which she just kicks her legs. She just kept kicking my boner. She was just running at me, just kept getting booted in the penis. And I was like, "Okay, I'm awake." And the dream is definitely over.
Goodness, it's definitely going down.
And so much nappy change. So I got kicked to the dick by my baby.
Nice.
Yeah. That was mine.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's no more rude awakening and definitely no longer in whatever this sexy dream is in this monastery.
Ugh. Also, I spent much. I imagine much used to be really cold. I don't know why. Cold and stony.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Maybe it's like, yeah, a sex dungeon, I suppose. But...
how about you?
No, I told you my funniest.
You did. Yeah.
You can tell I'm not with it today.
I mean, I always do that, actually. Sometimes I listen back to the episode and I realise that, mate, you do like 3 funnies.
You do a lot.
And another funny place.
Another one. Come on.
You always have to do 2 for my everyone. Cause just...
That's so classic now. Our life, guys.
All righty. Alrighty, how many times are you meant to take in those cards? Let me recheck before I have to do it.
Twice.
Yeah, how many times did I try and do it?
Once.
How many times did I successfully do it? Yeah.
Okay. The plenty of times we said you were going to do it and didn't do it.
I don't recall any.
That's
of
funny,
things.
That. That's so funny, that.
Yeah.
Very selective memory.
Just a bad memory, really.
Sure.
Just a bad memory.
Bad, but it needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say based on need, just general, just so happens that it's coincidence. Or
coincidence.
A coinkydink.
Uh-huh. Coinkydinks. All right, then. So we do a shkilapapa skacha.
We got a lot.
Yeah, she's been shitting hard this week.
She's been shitting real hard.
But, like, not that often.
No, don't be following those
generally. Generally, it's one a day. That's our standard. She's not a
menu. We're only 2, though.
Oh, 3 is one. Yeah, and then all like, but then there's been like a couple of times where she's not pooed for like a day or a couple of days, and suddenly it's been like, oh, no. I think she's not pooed for like a day and a half. It was on Thursday, and then like just for mum and pops were coming to look after her that day. I put her in a nice cute outfit. She don't tend to do that often, but I tried to make her a nice outfit for Nana. I sat on the bed while I was getting ready. No, I just come back down from a shower. Looked at her. She gets like, I feel like her eyes get like red around, then before she does a bit of pooing, I think maybe she's just straining. She gets really quiet, and I was like, oh no. But she says, but it didn't sound like it was that big, but oh my God, it was, wasn't it? I had to call you upstairs.
Yeah.
It was a big one. So we had to like give her a good wipe down, change her outfit. Give it to Nana, all good. I came back from work.
Made me late for work.
Maybe also late for work.
Made us both late for work.
And then I came back, I was like, oh, she's done any more? I said, well, no, she'll be absolutely fine. I was like, okay, thank God, she's been fine. Literally, as soon as mum left, big shit again.
Big shitter.
And then she did another one later on that day as well. Like, it was just that was a heavy shit day, but she just does quite a few overflowy poos, isn't she?
Yeah, one of those days, just pure liquid, wasn't it? Just seeped out all over. Mummy, I just put you in a nice white outfit. Stop nutting the mic. Of course you're not going to enjoy that. I think somebody might need an app change.
Probably, instead of feed. Okay, let's have a look at this one. Hotel rooms don't generally have changing tables.
No,
so,
that's true.
So I changed my newly mobile baby on a towel on the floor. I thought it was funny when he escaped, clean but diaperless. And the drapes to...
Okay, this is good.
Clean but diaperless, and crawl between the couch and the drapes to play an adorable game of pantless peekaboo. Delightful. Until that is, he quietly took a big shit on the carpet mid-peek. Turns out it is possible to clean shit out of a carpet with a washcloth and a bar of hotel hand soap. I was still glad we were checking out that morning.
Yeah, it's not one of the stories.
She doesn't say.
Okay, my first visit to work with my month-old baby. Mm. All I bought was my wallet. Crikey. Brave
what
person.
A fool.
No diaper bag. No diapers. Sure enough, as she's making the rounds, everyone cooing over her, she takes a huge shit.
Of course.
Yeah, your first visit to work. What do all your colleagues think? You're underprepared. That's what they think. What saved me and my rookie stupidity? I was in the office of a woman's magazine. The story ends with me changing her on a meeting table, bubble envelope as a changing pad, using makeup remover wipes, and a single sample diaper.
I thought it was going to be like a sanitary towel as well as
the visiting. Yeah. I'm waiting at the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. She's late, and my two-month-old girl is fussy, so I'm bouncing her in a carrier around the waiting room like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. A nice old lady points at my leg, saying, uh-oh. I look down, and that runny yellow poo is leaking down my jeans, past my knees.
Oh, that's a big one.
A nurse gave me a private room to change, but all of the stuff I lugged with me, no clean outfits. I've never thought to pack our own clean outfits.
Well, no, of course not.
No, I stripped her down, used her sleeper to wipe my jeans, and wrapped her in a blanket. The doctor just laughed when she saw us. After the appointment, I hauled ass to the car with my naked baby like I'd just stolen something from a corner store. Never forgot outfits again. I assume she was a baby.
I think she was a baby, yeah.
It'd be impressive if she now just carries around, like,
I was
going to
say, like,
and...
she'd maybe got some scrubs or something, but...
Just hauled ass in her shitty jeans.
I don't know if that's fine, is it? Oh. Okay. My newborn daughter's shit did not stink. Okay. Its smell was reminiscent of popcorn.
Sure. Sure.
After introducing solid foods, though, their poops became smelly recaps of the meals we'd shared together. If 100 blueberries or black beans went in, 100 would come out, embedded in fecal matter. How do you tell this? But otherwise,
are
unchanged.
Are you not blending them? Are you giving them whole? If 100 blueberries or...
I mean, you're not going to give them whole, you have to cut them in half, but yes.
But sure, you're making her like...
No, you guys baby solid. I'm giving her solids pretty much straight away. It's far more interesting for the baby.
It's just... Okay.
Well, because remember, until they're a year, they're not actually getting nutrition from their food, really.
Oh, I didn't
they're know. Still getting pretty much all the nutrition from formula or breast milk. The only thing they're getting is a bit of iron, because your breast milk gives them enough iron after 6 months.
Ooh.
So you just give them iron-rich foods.
And that's why she's going to be on steak shakes.
Mm.
Steak shakes, though.
Don't worry, baby, you won't.
Going to blend up
no
some nice...
unsalted steak. You don't have salt, really.
Blend up a nice lump
anyway,
of rump for you.
Anyway, 100 would come out. Better than fecal matter, but otherwise unchanged. Recently, our daycare provider forgot to put a disposable liner between Em's bum and the absorbent pad of her cloth diaper. Oh, she's a good person. She's just reusable. We use liners so that the poo can be dumped into the toilet instead of being mashed into the cloth. Fair enough. Of course, Em took a dump in the linerless diaper, which made its way back to us in a bag with the other soiled cloth diapers. Lovely. That night, as my partner breastfed and enjoyed some quiet time with Em, I was in the bathroom scraping at the feces. Feces is horrible to say poo. In her fouled diaper with delicate wads of toilet paper, Em had eaten black beans and a whole lot else. I can tell you, as some of the moisture sucks out of it, poop off a toddler would make a fabulous adhesive.
Mm.
Just a bit of a gross story, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that wasn't funny.
It wasn't really, was it? Sorry, Lee. Not funny.
Yeah, Lee, you
try
ain't
again.
Funny.
On that note.
One actual thing. We've got a rat update.
That's what we did last week. It wasn't... Still poisons are there.
Yeah, so I think that's over a week we're on a sighting. On that, we'll say goodbye.
This is your last week of work?
Yeah, this is. So next week.
Just cash, forgot to mention that.
Yeah, so next week, it'll be my first week of being on full shared parental leave.
Yeah, so we've got 1 week of sort of togetherness, which is nice.
Yeah.
And then I'm back to work full time.
You are.
So yeah, so we'll discuss that with you guys next week. Stay tuned.
Indeed it. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. And yeah, if you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers.